Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the day that the Lord has made, and we all shall rejoice in it. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Evangelist Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you stopped by today, whether it's this afternoon or this morning. I hope you will get something out of the message today that we are going to talk about today. We have such an exciting topic today that we want to share with you today. But before we go into the Word of God, I will say a prayer for each and every person that's listening on the sound of my voice or those that will tune in sometime today. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, your self-control, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' holy name, we ask you to fill us, every one of us, Lord. We pray for today with your Holy Ghost anointed and power. Cover this line in the airways with your presence, Lord, your anointing power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to healed us and filled us with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us with your anointing and presence, and to fill us and seal us with your peace, your character, and your nature. We ask you to do all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, I say good morning, good morning. Today, our topic, it's just so good. It's talking about intimacy. The first time I know a lot of you all thinking about intimacy is thinking about just marriage. But our intimacy go further than just marriage. That's included in it, but today we're going to talk about intimacy with God. You know, heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul. This is intimacy. And for anyone, before I go further, that need to call in on the program today, the number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And if you would like to come on, all you do is press number 1 on your keypad, on your key phone, number 1, when you would like for me to clue you in or bring you in on the line. Thank you so very much. So to get back to our topic today, talking about intimacy, we're going to go to a lot of chapters today. So I hope you have your paper and your pencil and your Bibles before you. And again, I said heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul. This is intimacy. There is relation intimacy where two people become soulmates, free to openly share all their burdens, their fear, and joy with each other. Then there's a physical intimacy reserved only for marriage, where a man and a woman, through their sexual relationship with each other, new heights of vulnerability that should allow them to communicate at the most profound level. And finally, there is intimacy with God, where we can learn understanding the very heart of God. As we do this, all of the intimacy takes on new and even greater meaning. God created us for intimacy. We are lonely people looking for relationship. The risks are worth the reward. So today, we're going to talk about intimacy with God. What does it mean to have intimacy with God? I am glad you asked. My first chapter I'm going to is Psalms 1 and 2. And it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And here we're saying, but they delighted in doing everything. You heard what I'm saying? They delighted in doing everything that the Lord, not me, that the Lord wants, day and night. They think about his law day and night. You know, that means spending time with God lead to intimacy. The more you spend time with God, the closer you get to God, the more intimate you get to him. He will lead you into intimacy the more time that you spend studying his word daily and night, talking his word, sharing the word of God with others. And as I turn over to Psalms, we're going to stay in Psalm a little while. We're going to go to 103. I'm going to turn quickly over to that one. And we're going to go to verse. It goes from 1 to 22. But I'm going to give just a synopsis on 1 to 3 in verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Then I'll go to 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In this chapter, you can read all the way through from 1 to 22. In this chapter, it's telling you about his unfailing love is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. My. Here, this whole Psalms describe how we can have an intimate relationship with God. When you read that chapter, Bless the Lord, oh my soul. This is a Psalm of David. Huh? And bless his holy name. When you just think about each word as you reading that, that whole psalm don't describe how much intimacy, the relationship with God you can have. And when you go to Hosea, the second chapter, the 16th to the 20th verse, I'm going to just read portion, but it's saying, in that coming day, saith the Lord, you will call me thy husband instead of my master. I will make you my wife forever, showing you righteousness and justice, unfailing love and compassion. I will be faithful to you and make you mine, and you will finally know me as Lord. My, you know that is so awesome. As I was reading that, in that coming day, said the Lord, you will call me my husband instead of my master. I know he was taking me to a scripture in Jeremiah. And as I was reading that, and I kept saying, Lord, what you mean that you are my husband? You know, I was reading that. And he had to know, the more you know me, the more you share with me, the more you talk to me, the more you love God. And you know, the more we know God, the more we love him. That's relationship. When Jesus was asked of all the commandments, which is the most important, he answered, the most important one, answered Jesus, is this. From Matthew 12:28 to the 30, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. You'll find in Mark the 12th chapter, 28 to the 30th verse. Here God is telling you about relationship by loving God. And, you know, as I read that, to love God with all is to love him with the total of our being, every ounce of our energy, and the sum of our strength. We are to bring an intense to loving God so that the foundation that he said, love God and do what you want, he knew that the action of a man truly love God, seek to do his will. I mean, when you truly love God, you're going to seek to do his will. And as I went to 1 John 3:1, it was saying, see how much of our Heavenly Father loves us, for he allows us to be called his children. You know, God reaches out to us. He don't force us. He reaches out to us. He's offering an intimate relationship to you and I today. As an intimate, as husband and wife, a father and child, a commitment that is forever, a love relation such as we have never knew before. We never knew that until we got intimate with God. When we truly start loving God for who he is, what he's doing in our life, we can know the love of God and that intimacy with him. And I'm going to go just a minute to trust God. You know, the more experience we have with the Lord, the more we realize you can trust God. You know, I know not only me, but those that's listening today, I know you have a dozen major struggles in your life. And you felt God had failed you. No, he hadn't. You know, you've had your ups and downs. But the beauty of walking with God a good while is that you build experience with him. In fact, you can come to a level of trust that even when you see no way out of a gut-rich trial, you know from experience you can depend on him. And you know, I went to Philippians 1:6. The Apostle Paul put it this way. I am confident confidence of this, that he who begun a good work and you can carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Here you are trusting God. You having that intimate relationship with him. You are doing what God is calling for you to do. And as we turn over to Matthew, I told you we have quite a few chapters, verses we're going to in the Word of God today to let you know that you can have that intimacy in your life today, no matter whether you're a man, you're a woman, you're a boy or girl. You can have, if you so desire, to have that intimate relationship with God, you can have it. Now let's turn to Matthew's, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse. And we have a caller on the air. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Just wanted to greet you and say that you've done a great work, great work, great work. And you continue on with your broadcast. I'll be here. God bless you. My name is Bonnet Williams. I'm from Houston, Texas. Have a blessed broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. Bishop Bonnet Williams. I am so glad you tuned in. Please stay on. Don't go off because I know God has something for you to say on this topic today. And as I was turning to Matthew's, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse, the word of God, not me, but the word of God say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Ah, you know, when I read that, you know, God bless those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Intimacy involves coming to God with a clean heart and pure motive. Oh, my, 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 my. And, you know, I can remember reading the Sermon on the Mountain from a child. And every time I would read all of them. But blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That would stay with me when they would ask us to say Bible verses at the table. That would be my main one I would come up with. I would know the rest of them, but I always say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I'm a child, and I still do that today. I say the rest of them, but that one stuck with me. That one really stuck with me. And turn your Bibles now over to Zephaniah, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse. And here it was saying, for the Lord your God has arrived to live among you. He would exalt over you by singing a happy song. You know, the Lord God, creator of the universe, singing songs about you. Now just listen, he's singing the songs about you. What a portrait of loving an intimate God. You can't help but love God. You can't help but obey God. You can't help but trust God. Ha! You know, I'm going to go even a little further. I'm going to bring in obey. When knowing, loving, and trusting God has become deeply etched in our own character, our obedience to God, one time a task will be our nature or perhaps supernatural response. Jesus put it simply, if you love me, you will obey what I commanded. You will find that in John, the 14th chapter and the 5th verse. My faith is simply, I read it in the Bible, then I'll do it. I don't ask questions. That's because after getting to know, love, and trust God, I have surrendered his life to the pleasure of God. That means I'm obeying what he say. If he told me go to the left, I'm going to go to the left. If he told me to go to the right, I'm going to go to the right. That means you obeying God. If he said get up right now and go to the window, I want you to see something. Get right up then. Go to that window. See what's out there. It may be somebody coming to the door to bring you a blessing. It may be the miracle for you today. But if you sit down and be disobedient and not listening to what God is saying, you're going to miss it. So you got to obey God, to be loving and trusting God. And I go back, you got to trust God in this intimacy. Then I go right back to love God. You got to love God in spite of whatever going on. You got to love God. If you want to see God, if you want to go back, you want to go in the glory cloud when it comes, you don't want the glory cloud to pass you by. Ha! Jesus! Now we're going to turn to Genesis, the 28th chapter, and verse 15. And I'm going to read that, the 28th verse 15. And it says, "And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places, whether thy goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." Here God saying, I will be with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. I will someday bring you safely back to this land. I will be with you constantly until I finish giving you everything I have promised. Now, you know that's a loving God. That's obeying God. That's trusting in God. That's having that intimate relationship with God. So you can feel like you having an intimate relationship with man. But man will fail you. Man will walk out on you. One man will walk out on you. But God will never leave you. He'll be right there with outstretched arm to take you, to cuddle you in his arm, tell you how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are, how sweet you are. He'll start singing to you. He'll have a lullaby that he will give you that'll rock you to sleep when you can't sleep at night, when you need confidence, when you're struggling, when you're going through. If you got that intimacy with God and you've been going to him daily, you can go to God when you can't go to nobody else. He letting you know. He is your protector. He will protect you. He'll bring you back to safety. No matter how far you get out there, trust in God. He'll bring you back in. Now turn to your Bibles to Exodus 33:1-4. And we're going to read that and see. Forgive me, it's Exodus 33, verse 14. I wrote my little paper down wrong. 33, verse 14. Okay. And the word of God says, "And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Here he's telling you, and the Lord replied, "I will personally go with you." Meaning you don't have to go by yourself. I'm going to be with you through thick and thin. Your friends will walk off and leave you. Family members will leave you, but God will be right there. He's replying, "Well, I'll personally go with you. If you got to go to the courts today, he's going to be with you. If you're on your way to the hospital, he'll be with you. If you're at home struggling with something, he's right there with you. He's never left you. He haven't forsaken you." And as we turn to Matthew's, the 28th chapter, no, I'm going to go, before I jump to Matthew, let's go to Psalms 23. I know y'all know that familiar passage, Psalms 23. And we're going to read from verse 1-6. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now you tell me, If when you finish reading that and saying that, the Lord is my shepherd, if you don't have an intimacy with God then, I don't know, but all the scriptures we're reading today, I don't know what else you should need. He is your shepherd. It's nothing you shall want that he won't give to you. He make it to lie down in green pasture. He leads you beside the still waters. Ooh, I have a guest that have just come on. Let me tune in. Praise the Lord. Let me get them on. Good morning, guest. You're now on.
Good morning, Pastor Sadie. This is Reverend Wynn from Michigan. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed, truly blessed.
Yes,
thank you for tuning in, coming in. Go ahead, woman of God.
It's wonderful to be with you today. When you said Matthew 5, 8, that triggered something in me because you said, you quoted, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we can't be intimate with someone we can't see.
Ah.
And so that's the beginning, seeing him. You have to see who you're being intimate with. Then that brought up the scripture in my spirit, 1 Timothy 1:19, holding to faith and a good, clear conscience. You see, we cannot have fellowship with, intimate fellowship with God unless we have a clear conscience.
All right.
We can't have an intimate relationship or fellowship with God if we have condemnation. Because condemnation is accusing God of not forgiving us. That's not forgiving ourselves, see? So when we can't forgive ourselves, we're saying we're accusing God of not forgiving us. So when we're holding to our faith, we also have to have a good, clear conscience. And when we have a clear conscience, meaning that we're obeying the word. Because remember, you alluded to the scripture that they that do the commandments of God, they are the ones that love him. That's what Jesus said. And so if we're not doing the word, we're not going to have a clear conscience. We're going to suffer condemnation until we repent. Forgive and get God's forgiveness and forgive ourselves. So that's what came up in my spirit there. And then another thing that came up in my spirit when you said Psalm 23, look at this in 5. Thou preparest a table before me. Okay, we're talking to the one that we're intimate with in the presence of mine enemies. And we know that's not in heaven. That's not really a funeral scripture because there are no enemies in heaven. We're talking about earth. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. To me, that scripture says everything that's his is mine. Mm-hmm. And so when you are in an intimate relationship, it's a covenant. Intimacy, it's a covenant. If it's not a covenant relationship, it will not be intimate. And so in a covenant relationship, there is intimacy. Because you know that, and our other guest, Bishop, knows that covenant means what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. That is intimacy. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Oh, that is so wonderful, you know. Mm-hmm. And as I was listening to both of you all, and the reading the scriptures, and that intimacy just got to me because I think about how when I'm in my prayer closet, I'm having that intimate time with God. How I'm going before him. And it's nothing and nobody, but it's strictly him.
Yes.
And I'm saying, okay, God, what it is that you want me to do this day, you know, this particular moment. Lord, I didn't come begging for nothing, pleading. Lord, I come to fellowship with you. I need to be close to you. I ain't worrying about this bill ain't paid, that bill ain't paid right now. And that's time later. I'm worrying about being connected to you, God.
Ooh, yes.
How can I be much closer to you, Lord? How can I just, I said, God, you're so close where I can just reach you. I just can feel you. I can just feel you coming all over me, Lord. Jesus. It's just something that's coming over me, Lord Jesus, that is hard to explain to somebody unless they end that relationship with God.
Yeah.
And you know, this intimacy, you know, a marriage couple, they have an intimacy, but the intimacy with God, woo, Lord, that is so profound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an intimacy. When you have intimacy with God.
Yeah.
You know, get my words. Intimacy with God cries out for opportunity to express his appreciation and service. It's a, you know, it's what you want, God. You know what you just asking God for. God, I just want to be with you. I just want to be in your presence right now, God.
Yeah.
You have made me, Lord. You know I'm your servant. We are God. We are your workmanship. Mm-hmm. We are created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. But this, you know, I'm to glorify you, the Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
I want everything that you want from me. But above all, Lord, with all the material things that you give me, I want you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, intimacy with God is like intimacy with your mate, but it's wanting to know him at the deepest level.
Right. Come on. Yeah.
It's wanting to be fully known and accepted for who you are with God. Intimacy with God means a full, fresh moment by moment, depending upon his grace and his mercy. Ha. Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, ooh, gee. Hey. Oh, gee, when I was turning over to Matthew's the 28th chapter, let me turn over there right quick. Oh, because I left this phone and this blog talk, and I just be running it through here hollering, telling God just how much I love him, how I adore him, and spend time with him, even when you're driving. Sometimes I have to just pull aside the road. Something come all over me.
Yeah.
And I be wanting sometimes just jump out the car, run around the car 2 or 3 times. And I know people say, what's wrong with that woman? I ain't crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus.
Amen.
I'm crazy for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we have another caller that come on. Caller, you want to come on, just press #1 on your phone line. That let me know that you want to come in and talk on intimacy of God today. And as I turn to Matthew's the 28th chapter, and the 20th verse, it was saying, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you, always, even unto the ends of the world. You know, we can be sure of this. I am with you always. God letting you know he's with us always, even to the end of the age. You know, the Lord is with us as close as we want him to be, as long as we let him be. Until the end of life, there are vows of permanent intimacy with him. That means we have that emphasis with God. No matter what we're going through, we can put all this other stuff aside. And just as I think about the slaves, they would just steal away to be with Jesus. They would steal away and just talk to the master. They needed that intimate relationship with God. And that's what we need today. We need to build or have a renewed intimacy with God. And that, you know, that come by the things that I listed earlier, the 5 characteristics is know God, love God, trust God, obey God, and serve God. We do those. Have a caller on cue. All right. Caller, you are now on the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sadie. It's Pastor Varian.
Good morning, Pastor Varian. Welcome
to
Shaw and Peace. I know you have something to talk about on intimacy with God this morning.
I do. You know, it's really important that we find that balance, that we have that personal, special, devoted time with him, because he needs us to know that we have to work on our relationship. You know, the same way you would work on a relationship with a husband or a wife, it's the same way you work on that relationship with God, because he said he is our husband man. So we have to develop that intimacy with him, where we just spend time with him and just let him know how we feel and what we think. And you build trust when you're being intimate, because you feel free to just be yourself. And that is what God requires from us. He needs us to be free to be us, because when we're free to be us, we allow him to be keep who he is. We don't try to restrict him in his ability or in his authority or in his power or rulership over us, but we allow him to be who he is. And we learn that while we're allowing him to be who he is, we learn more about who we really are and what we really want and what we really desire and what really makes us feel as if we're special or we're important. And as we continue to, you know, play ping pong, so to speak, and go back and forth, we build that bond with him so that we know for a fact we can trust him. We can go to him. He can heal us. He can provide a way out of no way because we have been intimate with him already.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
And I'll touch base on our last little 9 minutes a little bit on case with someone just tuned in. Our topic today, what does it mean to have intimacy with God? And a lot of people say, well, what about the husband and the wife? Well, I'm glad you asked. I can put just a few things. What is the basic for true and lasting intimacy in marriage? And, you know, I went to Ephesians 5:22-33, and the word of God says, as the church submit to Christ, so your wives must submit to your husband, and your husband must love your wives with the same love Christ showed the church. He gave up his life for her. So now here, you know, you're talking about true, lasting intimacy in marriage is based upon the following things that I wrote down, I jotted down with faithfulness, rejoicing in one another, letting each satisfy the other in love and sexuality. Number four, accepting one's mate as a blessing from the Lord. Recognizing the great value of one's mate. Recognizing how much one mate can truly bring delight and satisfaction. Living happily with each other. All this go under lasting intimacy in marriage. Talking together about the Lord and spiritual things. Giving thanks to the Lord together, not single, but together. Submitting to each other together. Loving each other as passionate as Christ loved the church and died for it together. You know, when you go to talking about intimacy, it's a lot in the word. Even Proverbs 31:10-12 say, who can find a virtuous woman and a capable woman? She's worth more than precious ruby. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. You know, I mean, when you go through, you will find so much on intimacy in the Word of God. But first, each one of us need to have that intimacy with God first. Before we think about a mate, for those that's single, get that intimacy with God.
Amen.
He'll give you that intimacy when he put the right mate in your life, whether it be a woman, be a man, for the man for the woman, a woman for the man. He'll give you that. But when you have that intimacy with God first, he can't help you but put that thing together. Not something you put together, but something God put together.
Amen.
And yes, that intimacy, you know, you'll be, you know, spending time. The more time you spend with God, the more you understand in his word. The more you get into the word, the more you share the word with somebody else. And if you see God, you will find him. He's not lost. We're the ones who was lost. He wasn't lost.
That's right.
We always talking about, you know, we was lost. He was there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was standing there with open arms, and all we had to do was just grab a hold to him, reach up. When we have that intimacy, just take all of y'all that's listening right now, just take both of your arms and just wrap your arms around yourself right now and just think about how close God is to you, that intimacy that he's giving you right now, even being on the line. No, you're not funny. Ain't nothing wrong. You just bearing and sharing the love of God.
Hallelujah.
Because that intimacy will last. He has an unfailing love. And that, you know, you need that intimate relationship with God each and every day of our lives.
Amen.
We have 5 minutes left. Anybody would like to say something else talking about Pastor Bishop Barnett, Pastor Wynn?
Pastor Sadie, what comes to my mind is you were talking about, you didn't use the term, but the honeymoon stage. I'm thinking of a marriage in the natural that, you know, we use the term honeymoon stage. Oh, they've come out of their honeymoon stage now. And true intimacy never comes out of a honeymoon stage. There's no such thing. True intimacy. You
mm-hmm.
see, the danger of a natural marriage, the danger in a natural marriage is when they come out of the honeymoon stage, because then they don't come out of the honeymoon stage and not go into something. You see, they come out of the honeymoon stage and then they go into the spirit of familiarity. You see, and this is the danger in a natural marriage, and this happens also with our relationship with the Lord. We spend so much time with Him, sometimes we can get a spirit of familiarity. And so when the Holy Ghost speaks to us, we'll take it casual. And so there's no such thing as a honeymoon stage. And so you said renewed intimacy. You use that term, renewed intimacy. That is our responsibility and our part every day, is to stay in the presence of God and continue to bond. And you use the term also, going deeper. You see, it's a different, see, a natural relationship is a wonderful dimension to be. A godly relationship, the God kind of sex, all of that, that's a natural relationship, and it can go spiritual. But the relationship that we have with God is a deeper dimension. That intimacy is a deeper dimension, has nothing to do with the natural. Understand?
That's right.
And so it's our responsibility every day to renew that intimacy, to make sure that we live a full life, that we are in His presence. And that's what you have communicated today, that the intimacy with God can compare with no other intimacy, and we need to continue being in the Spirit and going deeper and renewing that intimacy. And don't get caught up in the lie of, oh, that was the honeymoon stage. You know, everybody has to move from the honeymoon stage. No, that is not true.
Amen. Amen. Bishop Barnett, you have something you would like to share?
Just that it is our responsibility to be intimate with God. It's our responsibility. And the way we can keep the intimacy, we've got to, one, walk in the Word.
Amen.
Two,
Amen.
We've got to fellowship with Jesus. Fellowship with Him. Especially if you got the Holy Ghost talking with Him and using your tongues. Three, if you want to have intimacy with Christ, you've got to pray all day.
Come on,
just
come on.
Just as you would pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Pray without ceasing. And the fourth thing, you've got to evaluate your relationship with Him so that you can correct everything that needs to be corrected, because you got to swiftly say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yes.
Swiftly say, Lord, forgive me, so that your relationship is restored and you can communicate with Him at the level that Adam communicated with Him.
Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Ooh, I want to thank you all for coming on Blog Talk today on Joy and Peace Outreach. I thank you all for sharing on the Word of God today, on intimacy with God. I just thank you all so very much. Pastor Behrens, I thank you for coming on today, sharing also, because I know, truly, I know from experience that we have to have that intimate relationship with God. I don't care what somebody else say, we can't do without it. We got to have that. We need it. We need it.
Amen.
Each and every day. And the different things that I listed earlier, then Bishop Barnett came and gave us some. Those are some tools that we need to have in our tool belt where we are working with every day. To love God, trust God, obey God, serve God, be intimate with God, know God, fill with the Holy Spirit, repent. I mean, you know, with this topic we could go on a long time. But I thank God for the time that He permitted He gave me today. And I want to tell all my guests, thank you so much, and hope to see you all next week in Jesus' name. And we have an exciting topic next weekend. When you speak the word into your circumstances, it will produce the same result as when Jesus spoke.
Amen.
So I want to tell everybody, have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. And just keep on praying and lifting Jesus up in the name of Jesus. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.